And I do encourage folks to please ask questions using the chat box as I go. I will do my best to try and address them, but recognize that I may also just have to wait to get to the end for them. So for those of you who are also unfamiliar with us, the U.S. Energy Storage Association is the national trade association representing all parts of the value chain of the grid energy storage industry. So we have all different kinds of technologies, not just battery storage, but also mechanical storage, thermal storage, and pure chemical power to gas type storage. We have all different stakeholders of the power sector. We have utilities and grid operators, independent power producers, the developers, system integrators, manufacturers, all behind these different projects in our membership. And I encourage you to take a look at us if you're not familiar with us. In terms of why we are working on mainstreaming energy storage as part of the power sector, certainly I just want to put as a grounding, and this will help understand what FERC's activities have also focused on in some respects, is that energy storage is about providing flexibility to the electric system, right? That you are able to effectively reduce the constraint that supply and demand match at every single second of every single day in order to operate the system reliably and efficiently. And that kind of capability allows you to do much wider range of electric system operations that allow you to actually optimize the use of all assets on the system, not just the storage itself. And for those grids that are in the middle of or beginning a transition, to facilitate that transition while maintaining reliability and affordability. So when we think about energy storage, and certainly the reasons why it's important to make policy progress on energy storage, obviously the efficiencies that you get from using it can save businesses and households money, whether that's directly as assets that they operate or by reducing the cost to load on the larger grid system. The resilience benefits that storage provides particularly have taken, I think, a very outsized importance as of late, particularly in places that are experiencing significant extreme weather events and suffering from outages associated with that, but also just the day-to-day resilience that storage provides as well. And then finally, this adaptability that I've mentioned, integrating a diverse and changing resource mix, whether that's a resource mix that is becoming decarbonized, decentralized, whether that's a set of economic sectors that are electrifying, energy storage is going to be critical to making sure those all integrate and work together effectively. This next map that I have is a little bit out of date, but it gives you, I think, a feel for where these projects are happening on the grid. These are battery energy storage projects. I do want to note that certainly there are 23 gigawatts of pumped hydro storage in the United States operating today. There's about, I'd say, around 2.5 gigawatts of battery storage. For the purposes of this talk today, I'm going to be focusing my remarks primarily on battery storage, and particularly lithium-ion battery storage, which is the preponderance of what the industry has been deploying on electric systems. But certainly, and particularly at the end, I'm happy to have a discussion, if folks would like to, about the implications of new and different storage technologies coming online as well. This gives you a sense of where these projects are showing up and the relative sizes of them. A couple of trends I want folks to notice. You will see that the biggest clusters of these projects are in the Mid-Atlantic, which is in the PJM region, in the ERCOT region in Texas, and in California, in CAISO region. Those are not mistakes. And also now you're seeing a corridor in the New York and New England areas. Those are not mistakes. And in fact, as we'll come to see, the way that energy storage got its real start in wholesale electricity markets, or rather on the bulk power system overall, was through wholesale electricity markets, setting up market designs spurred by FERC in order to be able to provide the first economics to get them going. The second thing to note here is the size of those gray circles. Some of those are now actually online because this obviously is 6 months out of date. But I think a key thing to note is that the projects that are coming online now are much larger than the projects that have been installed to date. And one of the main reasons for that is because of the precipitous and continuing decline in battery energy storage costs, which is a global phenomenon. In fact, the grid is not the main driver here. It is the worldwide expansion of battery supply for primarily electric vehicles and consumer devices that is driving so much of the economies of scale. But also the experience of this industry in the United States and the ability to gain efficiencies through system integration and business costs is driving the installed costs of these assets down as well, right? So it's not just the hardware, but it's also the soft costs that are declining as well, depending who you talk to, perhaps 6 to 10% year on year, which is, again, precipitous. That means a halving of installed costs within, say, every 5 years or so. The impact of that, as I mentioned, was bigger and bigger project sizes. And just to give a sense of the magnitude we're talking about here,